Hey, new life. So excited to be able to be here for today's daily devotional. Guys, I'm so excited. We had our first live in-person services. We got a lot of great stuff that's coming. And so let me tell you, I'm a little jumpy. I'm pumped. I'm hyped for today's stuff because we got some good stuff in the text today. I hope you've been enjoying our whole study through 1 John as we get close to closing out 1 John today. But yeah, go ahead, grab your Bibles, grab your Bible apps. We're going to dive straight in today. We got some great stuff, but check this out. This is, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 through 17 today. And so I'm going to read in the ESV translation, but here's what it says. It says, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin, not leading to death, he shall ask and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death, and I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is a sin that does not lead to death. And so I'm incredibly excited for this conversation today because this could lead to all sorts of conversations, all sorts of things. But as we dive in today, I want to begin the conversation with this old metaphor that I once heard about who is directing your life. And so when we look at some of the greatest athletes in history, there's some incredible things that they all have in common. And I don't know who you think of when you say the greatest of all time in your sport. If you're, you know, Pastor Zach, you think of Tom Brady, like easily. If you're Pastor Greg, you wouldn't think of a Viking because I hate to break it to him. That's going to be sad. But anyway, joking aside, like, you know, for me, I remember, and while arguably he's maybe not the greatest of all time, but growing up for me, I loved watching Sammy Sosa play ball. And you can make all sorts of arguments, but I remember getting pulled out of school to go watch him and Mark McGwire go after the home run race during that season and just watching glorious days of fun-filled baseball. But one of the things all these great athletes have in common is they have coaches and trainers and people that are constantly pushing them and challenging them to whole new heights. Now, why do I mention these guys? Because as we look in this conversation today, we're going to look at this through the lens of two different things. The text today is talking about sin and talking about brothers who commit sins in the midst of this. And scholars have some different things here, but we're going to look it through. I think this text challenges us to look it through the eyes of what happens with a believer and a non-believer here. Because we see those brothers and sisters of ours who are true following Jesus, one of the core components of what we do is going to be this thing called repentance. We're going to have the Holy Spirit and God who is coaching and challenging us when it comes to sin. And when we are faced with sin in our life, God calls us to repent of it, to move forward. And so for you, each of us, that God is going to give us the ability to repent and move past our sin and even beat some of those things in our lives, some of those challenges and strongholds that have been there. But it's not from our strength, right? It's from us leaning in to God and leaning into the Spirit and His strength and His dwelling, not into ours. Because all these great athletes, like we were talking about before, they had people to push them, to challenge them so that they could be even better great athletes throughout the world because they needed someone who was doing that. Now the other side, if we look at like are those in our lives that don't know Jesus, the truth and sad thing is for those who don't have that relationship with him, they're not going to be able to have life. The scriptures here is talking about eternal life and eternal death. And we know that those who don't have Jesus in their life, who aren't repenting by coming to know the Lord, aren't going to be in eternal life with him. And here in this case, it is challenging us to remember the fact that the only reason, the only strength that we have, the only thing, it's not bragging because we got it right. It's simply because that God graciously bestowed on us his love and his grace and mercy when we did not deserve it. And so here we have this opportunity for us to see that unrepentant people aren't going to enter into eternal life. And the scriptures challenge us, hey, what does it look like for us to seek after? Like for me, when I read that, I take away two big things and reminding myself over and over again to not try to do things in my own strength, that it's not going to be all that I can do. When I find myself leaning on myself, I have to remind myself over and over again to lean on Jesus. I look back to this old story throughout the scriptures. I used to call myself a Nimrod growing up. And it's funny because Nimrod's name in the Bible, if you go back to Genesis, literally means rebellion. And I think there's something about it that just reminds me, like, when I'm not leaning on God, like I call myself a Nimrod again because I'm living in a form of rebellion in my strength and in my ability. And when I'm choosing to lean on Him, He's who gives me strength. He's who helps me find that life that is better than the sin that is before me, that pushes me past where I'm at, that gives me strength. However, for all of us to know, so that's one, that it's Him, not my own strength. Or two, it helps me to encourage, what does it mean for me to love those around me? To remind myself, it's not about my self-righteousness. I'm not better than anyone here. I'm so terribly sinful every single day. Like, I mess up. And yet, in the midst of it, it's God who's working in me. The only reason I grow is through Him, and the importance of wanting folks to have that same relationship with Him. And so as we look at this, the idea that it's challenging us, that all wrongdoing is sin and there's those who lead to life, that's true. Because guess what? For us who are believers, we are repentant, choosing to follow after Jesus. And so what does it look like for us to love our neighbors well, those of us who don't have that relationship with God, who aren't growing in love with Him? What does it look like for us to take time to reach into people's lives and say, man, like, can I invite you to church? Can I invite you to be part of a small group? Can I just invite you to come hang out with us during this season? Can I invite you to watch church online with me in this season? Because you know what? Maybe going into a building's not the same. Maybe they're not safe, they're not comfortable, or maybe they would just never normally go. Maybe we can get them to watch a link. Maybe it's watching a service, or better yet, maybe it's just watching one of our small sermon clips that sometimes comes out that are just a few minutes long, and that can help start sparking some conversations that could change a life for eternity. And so for us, as we look at it and we see how God might be working through you to make a difference in somebody's life, let us be people who are not living in our strength and are looking around for the others around us that we could help God see, or excuse me, not God see, but help us see how God sees them and wants to bring them into His kingdom. Guys, we love you. We miss you. We hope you guys are having an incredible day. Have a good one.